claimed their blend, their sort of nasty Ebullian style, whatever you want to call it. How do you see them? I mean, are they?
I mean, they're physical front. You know, I mean, I think it's the strength of their defense is, you know, the guys they got up front, and you know, the style in which they play, and you know, look, they're big guys. You know, and they got a lot of team speed as well. So it'd be a heck of a test going out there and playing those guys.
Are they? Do they have a nastier edge to them than anybody else, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, I just think that, you know, that they're a physical group. You know, I think that shows in everything that they do up front. And, you know, they got a number of guys that rotate through there, too. So, you know, when they're in there, they're moving. You know, they're they get a lot of energy, you know, obviously being able to rotate those guys through there like that. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's a matter of just really getting to know what they do and who they are and how they do it.
You can rotate any more than any other team in the league.
I mean, they got, you know, 7-8 guys that roll through there quite a bit. I'd say it's a little bit different than what you see typically. You know, a lot of times you'll see the, you know, maybe the guys rotating it in, and obviously in different packages, guys coming in on the inside. But, you know, these guys can all pretty much play within that system regardless of the down and distance. So, you know, they're pretty fresh when they roll through there.
Matt, how much do you think Richard has helped him with that, you know, that new mentality as far as the physicality?
I mean, I think he's always played that way. You know, Richard's always been the guy that, you know, is playing to the whistle and, you know, real physical and everything that he does. And I think that he brings a lot of veteran leadership to that group. And, you know, he's a smart player. You know, I'm sure he is one of the guys that really, you know, keeps everybody in line and gets them lined up in the whole nine. So, you know, they're a good group.
What do you remember the most, Matt, about the way he played here and the impact he had here?
You know, Richard's just one of those guys. He's got multiple moves. He plays with a lot of strength, and you know, he's very disruptive, especially when they're running the games with him. You know, you're going to see a lot of line stunts when you watch this team. You see those guys penetrating the gaps quite a bit. So, you know, that's what he does.
So, in other words, he's not just a straight nose tackle. They will move him along that defense.
Oh, he'll play. Yeah, I mean, he'll, you know, whether it's playing on the end or, you know, three technique or wherever they put him. I mean, he'll be all over the field.
You talk about the value that he brings to a team, not only in terms of play, but also leadership. And as a team, you guys filling that void once he left.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, he's, like I said, he's been in this league for a long time. He's got a lot of experience. He understands, you know, things really well, concepts and things of that nature. And, you know, he's just one of those guys that, you know, I think a lot of the guys around him look up to and feed off of his energy. And, you know, we got that kind of caliber here, you know, as well. It wasn't like we lost that when he left, but it's just different now.
Do you think your conditioning is even better this year, considering how up-tempo the pace of the offense has been? Tom's been running a pretty up-tempo offense all year.
I mean, we practice that way, you know. I think you practice the way you play, and, you know, everything that we do, you know, we try to have certain modes in which we do things. And, you know, when you run that up-tempo, you got to be in pretty good shape, so... you know, it's a big part of it, though. Conditioning is key to be able to, you know, run that style offense effectively.